Here, welcome back to the News at One. Four men are in guard the custody this lunchtime in County Limerick as part of an investigation into the purchase and sale of classic or vintage cars. Earlier, I spoke to Detective Superintendent Michael Mullen, who's with the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and I first asked him how the Garda realised there may be a problem.
Back in February of this year, we identified one victim who had been deceived in parting with his vintage vehicle. And as a result of coming across that one victim, the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation conducted inquiries and identified another six victims who had been deceived in similar circumstances.
What sort of vehicles are we talking about?
We're talking about vintage vehicles, classic vehicles, Rolls Royces, Bentleys, many of these cars being sort of 30 or 40 years old.
You've to date discovered that up to maybe 20 vehicles are involved, a total value of approximately €360,000.
That's correct, yes.
Tell me a little bit about the sort of people you feel are vulnerable to this sort of deception.
Well, a number of our victims are unfortunately from the elderly community. And on occasions, the victims, the elderly victims, have handed over a vintage or classic vehicle for a very small amount of money, when in fact the vehicle's worth an awful lot more. So, yes, unfortunately, some of our victims are from the elderly community. And in fact, one case, the victims were a couple, one being 81 and 84 years old.
Simply a matter then that they perhaps didn't realise the value of the asset they had in their garage, and that's how this occurred?
Yes, yeah, you could say that is the case. You know, I think for an older person having a vehicle, it's quite difficult to manage the sale of that vehicle in some circumstances. So yes, that would be the case.
And indeed, keeping them on the road requires that extra bit of care and attention, which many people as they age might feel is beyond them. They might indeed be looking to sell these vehicles on. How extensive do you feel in the Guards this problem is?
Well, between February this year and as I speak today, we've identified seven victims, five of which are based in Ireland. I do believe there are potentially more victims across the country, you know, and I'd like to appeal today, as I say, particularly to all victims, but the elderly community as well, that if you have, you know, had a sale or in some way of your vintage or classic car over the last 6 or 8 months, and you do feel that you haven't had the market value, I'd encourage those people to come forward and speak to their local Garda station or contact the confidential line on 1-800-666-111.
And that was Detective Superintendent Michael Mullen speaking to us earlier about that ongoing investigation by the Guards in County Limerick.